The game changes for financial reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The election of a Republican, Scott Brown, to fill Ted Kennedy's Senate seat means new challenges for financial reform legislation. Analysts say the Democrats will have to back down on two fronts: the president's plan for a fee on the big banks, which Scott Brown is against, and the Consumer Financial Protection Agency, an idea University of Maryland professor Peter Morici says isn't needed.
We already have consumer protection agencies within the Federal Reserve and the Federal Trade Commission. The problem is to get those folks to do their jobs and do it properly, not to rearrange the boxes and create yet another grand bureaucracy.
In other news today, a study out shows half of the state unemployment systems in this country are deeply in debt. The figures come from the investigative news organization ProPublica. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
First things first, laid-off workers still get their unemployment checks when state funds go bust. States simply borrow from the feds. They've borrowed $25 billion already. That'll go higher by mid-year, according to ProPublica, when another nine states run out of money. Ultimately, the states have to pay the feds back. Scott Pattison of the National Association of State Budget Officers says they've only got two choices:
raising the taxes on businesses to pay for the unemployment benefits, or you decrease the available benefits.
It's a lousy choice in a recession, since higher employer taxes can stunt job growth. Gary Burtless of the Brookings Institution says states are largely at fault here.
State legislatures should build up healthy reserves when times are good in order to cover benefit payments when times are bad.
In the past decade, though, businesses pushed for lower taxes. Now, he says, they're paying the price. 36 states have already had to increase the tax on employers to balance the books in their unemployment funds. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And you can read ProPublica's full report at our website, marketplace.org. In China today, there are reports the major banks were told to cool it on the lending so as not to overheat the economy. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on taking away the punch bowl China style.
China's top bank regulator told the banks to get stingier with the credit this year. Last year, total loans in China rose 32%. That was the guts of the country's stimulus package. This year's increase may be half that. Also today, a major Chinese bank reportedly halted all loans for the rest of January. David Cohen is with Action Economics in Singapore.
They want to ease off of the accelerator a little bit after implementing a rather aggressive stimulus package over the past year or so.
The fear is feverish lending is creating asset bubbles and inflation, and a lot of loans that will never get paid back. Investors are still awaiting the big tapping of the brakes and appreciation of the Chinese currency. Beijing controls that, and Cohen says today's draining of money from the economy means a currency boost can't be far off.
News like this, tends to push forward the expected time of arrival.
Boosting the currency would slow Chinese exports, cooling the economy, but hurting factories in the process. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And the prospect of China tapping those brakes has investors' attention. Shanghai's main stock index fell today almost 3%. Hong Kong down almost 2%. European markets are off 0.5% this morning. Yesterday on Wall Street, quite different. The Dow jumped 115 points to 10,725.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Here is one of the many side effects of double-digit unemployment. Because people are struggling to pay their bills, it's believed there are more uninsured drivers on the road now than in decades. And what does that mean to you? Here's Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Hi, David.
Good morning.
And you have a story to tell us?
A couple of months ago, I wrote a column about a woman in Southern California who was driving along the freeway, got rear-ended by someone else, and then started heading towards the side of the road so that they could exchange information. What happened? The car behind her took off at a run. She tried to give chase, bad idea, and she ended up being on the hook for hundreds of dollars in damage to her vehicle because most insurers will not cover collision damages, even when you get rear-ended, if you can't identify the other driver. I did a whole column about that, got a lot of email from people who had similar experiences, really felt their pain, and then this.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, I guess this is from the Life Imitates Art file, because just last week I was driving along the exact same freeway that this other woman was driving along. We were in stop-and-go traffic, and what happened? Bang! I got rear-ended in the middle of the road. All right, now, you can't get out in the middle of the freeway, especially in L.A., so I roll down my window, point to the shoulder, and say, we're going to go over there, and then I start picking my way across three lanes of very busy L.A. freeway, not something for the faint of heart. The car behind me, a white sedan, looked like it had a couple of teenagers inside of it, started following me. I'm paying attention to the road. I get over to the shoulder, look around, and I'm all alone.
Yes. You and your cell phone camera snapping photos of its license plate as it speeds away?
If only I had thought to do that, because I'm left holding the bag, like the woman in my column, for the damage to my vehicle.
Cars go fast. What's a driver supposed to do?
First of all, you never give chase. The cops say that's just nuts. What you need to do, if you want to make your insurer happy, is get the information if you can. The problem is, like in a situation like mine, I couldn't. Perhaps one thought is you climb into the back seat and see if you can use your cell phone camera to get a picture of the other person's license plate. I don't know. It seems a little, you know, extreme to have to do something like that. I guess the takeaway I'd want others to have is it can happen.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, bank robber John Dillinger's Model A Ford. There's a getaway. It's up for auction this weekend. The car was restored for the Johnny Depp movie Public Enemies. The auction house says the bullet holes are still there in the car. They're just hidden under auto body filler. Promise. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.